We are live here at the Travelers Championship, brought to you today by Delta Dental of Connecticut. Quick check of the forecast. You know, it's got some low clouds still here. It's starting to brighten up, and there's been a bit of a breeze, and that's welcome because once that sun gets out, it's already muggy. It's going to get hot. It could be as high as 94 here. There could be some thunderstorms later in the day. If you're headed to the Travelers Championship today, that's your weather forecast. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny, less humid, and breezy in the 80s. That sounds great. And then Saturday, mixture of sun and clouds in the 80s. That sounds great. It's going to be a little bit dicier on Sunday on the early side. Could be showers and thunder. Then it's sunny and humid near 90. And looking into next week, we are going to be in a heat wave, and we could hit 100 on Monday and or Tuesday. It's always great to catch up with certain people. Last year, Stu Brereton was his first time here with Delta Dental, and we obviously appreciate the support, and it's good to see you. And
you
look the same, which is
thank
good.
You. So do you.
I don't know. I'd like to get some work done. It's kind of fun to be in this perspective. What, Marvin, are you a golfer at all or no?
I am a golfer, not a good one, but I am a golfer, so I can appreciate the facility they have here at the Travelers. It's just fantastic.
Oh, and every pro seems to have at least two people with them. Maybe
yeah.
They have a swing coach, and maybe they're a sports psychologist. I don't know, but it's...
I'm looking for a side job as part of the entourage for a pro golfer.
I would go to Scotty.
Can you help me out with
Scotty
that, Brian?
Scheffler's entourage.
Yeah.
Obviously, Delta Dental. The big thing I didn't understand when you first came on board last year is I didn't actually understand what it was. I was like, oh, your dentist network or whatever. No, that's not it. And so I think it's important for people to know who you are.
Yeah, thanks. We are a dental insurance company. We sell most of our products through employers that purchase dental insurance for their employees and the members of their family. We also have an individual and family plan outlet. If you're a small employer in Connecticut, if you have less than 50 subscribers, or if you're an individual looking for an individual and family plan for yourself, you can go onto our website, realhealthysmiles.com.
So even small businesses or self-employed, they
exactly.
can go through you?
We consider a group two employees or more. less than that, you're an individual, and both of those cohorts can get a quote in about 2 minutes on our website at realhealthysmiles.com.
How is business?
Business is terrific. Thanks for asking. When I was here last year, I was brand new at Delta yeah. Dental of Connecticut. I've been here another year. We're having a terrific sales year and a great retention year, which means we're adding to our portfolio of customers and we're retaining the customers that we have. We are a relatively small employer. We like to think that we punch above our weight. We're in the insurance capital of the world here in Hartford, yeah. and so we compete with all the major health insurance providers because all of them have a dental insurance product. I think the real advantage with the Delta Dental product is our network of dentists, our network of providers that we have in our portfolio. In every market that we serve, Brian, we have the largest network. And that's how we compete with some of the larger brand names that people are familiar with. So when you do a competitive analysis between Carrier X
right.
and Delta Dental of Connecticut, every single time we're going to have more providers and more locations in that particular geography, which is going to save the employer and employees money ultimately.
Right. A couple of quick questions. We're talking with Stu Brereton, who's the vice president and chief sales officer with Delta Dental of Connecticut. Is obviously, if things are growing, that means that's good for you and your business, but that means there's a value proposition that works for people because you wouldn't grow if the product wasn't working for people.
Absolutely.
In terms of the value proposition, you know, how does that compare? How do you compete with the other providers?
That's a great question. First of all, one thing that makes us unique is we are a not-for-profit. We are a not-for-profit
really?
Insurance company, which is sort of an oxymoron.
That sounds good. I like that.
People don't understand that. Yeah. We are a not-for-profit. And our network, I mentioned a minute ago, our network is the largest in the state, and so that helps us. Any conversation that an employer is having about moving their dental insurance program from
right.
their current provider to a new one, the first question they're going to want to know is, what is the network
yep.
of that new provider?
Can people go on your website if they're
yes.
interested and find out who might be in or not in the
yep.
network?
That is open to the public. They can go onto the website, realhealthysmiles.com, and they can check and see, plug in your dentist's name or address, and we'll tell you, hey, this dentist is or is not part of our network, and chances are they are.
You know, I find it interesting because when it comes to, portfolio management or whatever, it's very difficult to get people to switch over because they're very uncomfortable moving their money. But when it comes
that
to insurance,
true.
It's all about the value proposition, right? If they can get a better situation for their company or their family, they'll move. So, I mean, I think that you can see it. Like, you can see the movement right in front of you. In terms of, coverage, in terms of the current environment, are things getting a lot more expensive? Like, I mean, I know the healthcare continues to just go up and up and up, but I mean, is the trend slowing? Is it accelerating? Just tell us what the landscape looks like.
Yeah, I think like any other business, costs are going up. Obviously, our dental providers within our network, their costs are going up. Inflation, the insurance business was not immune to the inflationary environment the last few years.
How is that? How does it work?
Well, it's difficult because our dentists, for instance, their costs increase, right? The cost for their employees.
So they have to increase their rates.
They have to increase their fees, and we have to negotiate with them constantly about that. But I think the real value that we bring to the table, aside from our network, Brian, which I mentioned a couple times, is the employee experience that we provide, our account management team, the team that services our employer customers every day. Do an outstanding job. And the telltale for that is when we lose a customer, we never lose a customer because they had a lousy experience with Delta Dental. We lose a customer because they had a cost advantage, typically bundling with their health insurance carrier, and they had a cost advantage they could not ignore. And when that bundling advantage goes away, and inevitably it does, they come back. Our win-back rate in the state of Connecticut is fantastic. It's like 70% within 3 years.
Really?
So if we lose a customer, chances are within 3 years...
They're like, life isn't so great over there.
We took the savings, and the experience was lousy, and we're going to come back for the experience with Delta Dental of Connecticut.
We're talking with Stu Brereton, who is a Vice President and Chief Sales Officer with Delta Dental of Connecticut, and they're sponsoring our broadcast today. But you also have a pretty big presence here at the tournament. I mean, how cool is it for you guys to be able to be a part of this?
Yeah, it's fantastic. This is our fourth or fifth year sponsoring, so we have access to a tent on the 18th fairway. We have about 40 tickets. We bring about 30 of our brokers and consultants, are the folks that recommend us to their employer customers.
Right.
So it gives us a chance outside of the office to sort of off campus spend some quality time and build some relationships with some important people.
As a thank you and as a good time from a value standpoint, like, you know, is it something they get excited to do? Is it a day off for everybody
for sure
to just have fun? That's cool to have a tent too.
Great to have a tent, especially when the heat comes and we have fans in there and they've got a misting facility, which is terrific. What I keep hearing from our brokers that come to this every year with us is please continue to do this because this is the premier sporting event in the greater Hartford area. And so we're committed to Connecticut and committed to the Hartford area, and we're committed to this tournament.
You know, my last question, and you can get in whatever you'd like to about the business, but, you know, salespeople, it's hard to get good people. And, you know, what I've noticed just through my own eyes looking at my world is that it's hard to get young people to do it because it's a lot of hustle. And sales is tough. And I'm just curious from a labor perspective, how challenging. Yeah, I mean, they tell me that they can go 6, 7, 8, 10 times before they get a callback. I'm like, if I don't get one callback, I'm like, screw you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I couldn't handle it. But I'm curious about from a labor perspective, are you able to, is it tough to get good people?
Yeah, I think it's always tough to get good people, regardless of the field you're hiring in. Salespeople are just as hard to find. One thing we do every year, which we're proud of, is we have an internship program where we put an intern in each of our functional groups. And we have a sales intern this year that's working actually out of our New Jersey affiliate in Parsippany. But he is learning the ropes from all of our sales and account management team on what it will take. Just to give you an idea of the win rate, a good win rate in the dental insurance business is 15%, which means 85% of the employer groups you're looking at, you don't get. You're only getting 1 in 6, 1 in 7 opportunities. So you got to be able to handle rejection and move on to the next opportunity when it presents itself.
And in this participation trophy era, that's not easy.
It's not easy.
It is not easy.
Even
in any era, that's not easy. But I think with our kids, it's especially tough. Stu, it's great to see you. I hope you guys and your crew has a great day today. We're really grateful for the relationship, and we hope it continues.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having us.
All right, Stu Brereton with Delta Dental of Connecticut.